can't help but feel that the shine has come off Last FM in the last 24 hours. They've made a couple of big announcements. First of all, there was the pay model for outside the UK, US and Germany, where they're going to be charging €3 a month for anyone streaming music on Last FM who is outside the UK, America or Germany. That doesn't bother me much. I think Last FM is worth €3 a month. It's not a great deal for what is essentially a fantastic service and doesn't include adverts or anything, so I think supporting it with €3 a month isn't a big deal. Of course, it's easy for me to say because I'm in the UK and I won't have to pay, but it certainly will be interesting to see how people choose between the ad-free, pay-monthly Last FM option or Spotify's ad-supported option where you don't have to pay unless you want to skip the ads completely. The other notice from Last FM in the last 24 hours, so that's the big one for me, and that's the one that's only just come to light in the last few hours, about unofficial mobile apps being banned. I like to listen to Last FM on my Nokia S60 phone, my Nokia N82, with a program called Mobler. And it's brilliant because I can stream over a 3G data connection and listen to music. I did it last night on the way home on the bus, just thought, oh, I'll listen to something a bit different, listen to some tracks on Last FM. I think there are a lot of other people who like to listen through unofficial mobile apps and things like Windows Mobile. They're from next week apparently not going to be available anymore. Last FM do say that's because of licensing restrictions. If so, licensing restrictions have killed innovation again. Yes, we see it all the time. I mean, I'd love to be able to access streaming movies and things like that over. You know, like, for example, Netflix in America, if you've got an Xbox 360 or a PC, you can just watch films. You can stream films over the internet. You can't think what to watch? Stream a film over the internet. You have to be a subscriber, but, you know, it's worth it, I think. That hasn't come to Britain yet because of all sorts of restrictions and licenses and all of that. Then there's things like Hulu. Hulu offer an amazing selection of American TV programs. Try and watch it from Britain. Oh no, you can't. As they say, geo-retarded. And, it's all down to licensing and the complex world of entertainment content licensing. And it really does stifle innovation and really annoy users. So it needs to be sorted sooner rather than later. So with Last FM, that's killed innovation again. The thing is, if they say that about it being licensing restrictions, what about Spotify? We know that Spotify have upcoming mobile apps. They have Nokia, Windows Mobile and iPhone apps in the works. They're advertising for software engineers to work on those apps. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes along. And why can't Last FM renegotiate their license to allow them to stream through mobile apps? I suppose they get around it with the iPhone app because it can only be used over Wi-Fi, so I suppose you're most likely to be on your home connection. I don't know. I think it's a very strange decision. Whatever happens, I can't help but think that the shine has come off Last FM. I've loved Last FM ever since I signed up when it was called Audio Scrobbler 4 years ago. I won't be leaving, though. They've got 4 years of data about what I've listened to in there, and I do still love checking my stats every week because maybe it's just because I'm that kind of person. Spotify may rule the roost at streaming music, but I think Last FM still has its edge in all the stats it offers about everything you listen to. So, I suppose we'll just see how it goes, but banning those unofficial mobile apps, bad move.